If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's just,
it's
so childish. They are so childish, these two, about this camera. Yeah.
We gotta get some VOL up in here. You know what VOL is? Volume.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, you guys are hilarious.
I knew that one.
My cousin back in the day that I grew up with down in North Minneapolis, he always thought he was cool because he would never say the full word. Like, can you turn up the VOL? Instead of what's up, cuz, he'd be like, what up, cuz?
See, this is
just all the way thought he was original.
We know those people.
Yep.
You know those people. We know too many of those people, as a matter of fact. You guys know the routine. Old School, 93.7 The Ticket FM. You can text in 424-645-685.
Can you really text in?
They can. They can,
because
text in.
Some of the other talent that's on at 6 to 8, 8 to 11, 11 to 2. Uh-huh. 2 to 3, anything up and before 3, mm-hmm. never respond to the text line. Never.
You don't send it into the text line, Jay.
Where do I send it?
You send it to the actual
on-air
person.
I send it to the on-air personalities, but I send it to DP even check.
I read his.
I sent him.
Yeah,
and
they were on there.
Responses.
No, I've seen him on the text.
Oh, really?
Line. Yeah.
Okay, well, when you text during our show,
Jay,
you just text me.
Not every text gets read. It's a select few. And, you don't get to control when your text gets read by the on-air hosts.
I know, but I'm just saying there's just at least no response. I think sometimes you guys just don't like it. You guys just do not like them, like the message that I'm delivering.
Sometimes we can't say the message.
Yeah, that's true.
That is being delivered.
Because you and Rico yesterday were way out of bounds. But I gave y'all a pass because I was busy. I wasn't able to tighten you up. But then I just caught little Mars Blackman when he was leaving today. He tried to get in the car. I said, I rolled down the window on him. I said, where do you think you going? He tried to get in there talk about he had to go change some diapers. Nah, player. I mean, you're going to have some speaks real quick, little Mars Blackman.
He forgets that he's not the only parent in the room.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Because he talks about having kids, and he just goes, yeah, I've got kids. yeah, so do I. What's your point?
Right.
Still got work to do, kind sir.
Right.
So – hey, can I ask you, while Curter's here, I have to ask him about this.
Why do you call him Curter?
Curter. I was informed 2 years ago that he should be dubbed and spoken to only as Curter.
It's a bit of a long story.
All right, then we'll just say we'll save it for later.
Okay,
we'll
so I get the alert on my phone that 93.7 The Ticket has issued clip of the day, and I'm like, oh, oh cool.
What did we do?
Clip of the day
yesterday.
Yeah, what is
clip
this?
Of the day? Which my my friends follow, right? So my friends are.
Oh no,
my friends
oh,
follow.
No.
My friends follow, right?
There it is.
My friends follow.
Oh no,
and
look, I was put on the spot. And I had to answer within 10 seconds. It was a text bag question. And that is my – and I, that was the first thing that came to my head.
But it was great in that space.
We were talking about – somebody asked me my hip-hop Mount Rushmore, and I had to give it, and that was it. This is my hip-hop
Mount
Rushmore.
Well, this is – like, it was perfect in that space. But then he picked it as the clip of the day for the entire station all day long.
Yeah, I don't want it to represent everybody else.
Oh!
It clearly doesn't.
Connor.
But this is what I grew up
Connor,
with.
To tell you, 37 texts from people around the country going. Yeah.
No, it was not meant to represent you.
It was no. But it was like, I'm like, okay. And then I send it to Mark. And I'm like, okay. And Mark goes, yeah, I was going to call you as soon as they brought it up.
Mark doesn't know anything about this.
I also chose it more for Sauter's reaction as well.
Yeah.
Because Sauter's reaction
was incredulous.
He was annoyed.
He fancies himself a rap guy, you know, which is funny.
Do you remember the four things, four rappers you mentioned?
The ones that I said, yes. I will say them out loud.
Okay.
And this is we got to keep in mind timing here, right?
Right.
This is what I grew up with.
Fair.
In fact, I just heard a young. We were just quoting a Young Jeezy song like 10 seconds ago. He was not.
You see,
on my
you see what's happening over here.
Here's
right?
what I know. I understand, Jay. I get it.
Yeah.
The four people that I said were Kanye.
Is that pre Kardashian?
Yeah, I mean, look,
pre Kardashian, Kanye was tough
for sure. He had two or three of the best rap albums there are, in my opinion. But it's gone downhill since
that Kardashian curse.
I had Lil Wayne on there.
Yeah, I could see that.
The other two were these are my personal entries: Kid Cudi and Lupe Fiasco.
You know what? My man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like it, though. Hey,
thank you, Jay.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. When you step – hey, Connor, when you step out there strong with your choice, you say it with your chest out.
That's what I said.
I like Lupe Fiasco or whatever his name is.
Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously.
This is the soundtrack of my, like, high school. Like, right. That was it. They were big right around that time.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, people look at me sometimes crazy when I mention, like, Afrika Bambaataa and stuff. And they be like, who is that? You know who that is?
No, but that's...
No.
Hold on. We got to give a shout out here, man. Because one of my best and dearest friends is the... one of the lead investigators for Lincoln Police Department, Mr. Hill, Officer Hill. I always mess with him because he always wins the LPD calendar of Hot Cop Award. You
nice.
Know? So I ran into him at the Husker embarrassment game, or one of them, I guess, since, you know, the football. And he was working the game, said he listens to us all the time, gets him through the end of his day. So I just want to give him a shout-out.
Well done.
My main man.
Well done.
Now, Mr. Hill, you need to start pulling some strings because Officer Perez pulled me over for no reason the other day.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm still here, so it's all good.
I just...
We need to investigate Nick for being a weirdo.
Man.
Get your guy on it.
Nick.
What?
You need to... How many times... You know what? Here, I'm going to tell you this. It's kind of gloomy out, so sometimes you need to just bring some light to your day.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting at, you know, home, did some stuff, and then I was like, you know, I got pickup, so I just hit the old YouTube, typed in, you know what I typed in? Nelly Tip Drill. Nick, when you get offline, okay, that needs to be your go-to. You need to go to the uncut version.
I need to watch
turn
it right
the lights
now.
Off,
have you watched it yet?
I've watched it once.
I guarantee he didn't watch it from start to finish.
No, he got bored.
What's the thing that you noticed about it? Give me one
he
thing.
He might not have watched it.
Do you remember when?
Give
he
me
was,
one
you,
thing that you noticed.
Do you
about
remember
it?
When he used the credit card?
Do you remember?
Do you remember when he swiped the credit card?
Do you remember anything about it that jumps to mind?
Nope.
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
Did you ever vision yourself
no
having those type of parties at Pius the Tenth?
No.
Pius no. the Tenth. You know, no. Nick was president of the Pius the Tenth Hip Hop Club.
Probably.
He was the president. They well, met. They met every Tuesday.
Nick was very
what
popular.
About pump, what about Pumps in a Bump Volume 2?
One or two?
Is it two? Right?
No, one or
no,
two?
You've seen one with the with
okay.
The
then
MC
I've only
Hammer
seen one.
Well, then maybe two is.
What,
probably
what was Hammer wearing?
I couldn't tell you. That was so
the
long.
The Cheetah
ago,
Man Peenie.
That's right. That's right. We talked about
you.
That
you see the Cheetah Man Thong, like the greatest man thong in the history of mankind.
I don't remember.
So everybody has their thing, like their badge of their like their hip hop badge of honor. It's like, well, I know about this. So I feel like the Kid Cudi and Lupe Fiasco thing doesn't represent actually like my feelings and my taste in hip hop all that well.
Okay.
I illegally downloaded a lot of mixtapes off of DatPiff in
Napster.
Napster.
That was when I
Napster.
Was in the league. Was Napster hit?
Napster was before Nick.
They had every mixtape on DatPiff, and there was one that I must have listened to. I still listen to it occasionally this day. It was called Down South Slang and Blends Volume 3. It was like blends of songs mixed in. I still listen to it every once in a while when I want to feel
that's
happy. But
hot.
You have to have your thing.
That's
you
know, what's
that
hot.
You go to.
You know what you need? You need to. You need. What was that one with? You need to watch that movie when he was the Memphis guy. What's his name? Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
You need to watch that this weekend, and then you need to listen to some Down South Houston
hustle
screwed,
and flow.
Yeah,
Nick. Hustle and
music.
Flow.
Then Nick, what I want you to do is Google. The dance called the South Side, and that's perfect for
down.
You, because they have a congressman down there in the Houston area. He hit the South Side at a club, and they got him on all over Twitter. So that'd be you, man.
You know what Nick's dance should be?
The South Side, because he always likes his hair.
No.
He can just, you know what I'm saying? You flow it over
lean,
like that.
Lean with it, rock with it.
Then you
because he only has to do his it's just his upper body. And all he has to do is lean his shoulders in like he likes to do.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with
it. And then lean back with your shoulders. And everybody go, look at Nick leaning and rocking with it, not knowing that he doesn't know what it is.
So which one do I need to learn this weekend?
South Side.
Like I can't watch that movie this weekend, unfortunately. I got to watch
48 hours.
Yeah, this is a lot of hours.
Shang-Chi came out. So
I think
it's Shang-Chi.
What is he talking about?
What are you talking about?
Nobody knows.
Hello?
He's making up words.
We got to find Nick.
You can't watch one movie because another movie came out?
I got to watch a series or something.
I got to watch that this weekend.
What is it?
Also, Buzzy told me to watch a thing on HBO last night.
Which thing did he ask you to watch? Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he told me to start
watching
that. Yeah,
because he didn't know if he's a middler or not.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't know if he's a middle or not. No, you're not a middle or not because you can't tell me
I couldn't keep
what hustle and flow is.
But you don't even know what the show you're supposed to you wanted to watch is.
Well, he called it Curve Your Enthusiasm last night.
No, I asked. I said, are you saying Curb or Curve? I asked.
Shorthand, they call it Curb.
Curb.
It is Curb, I found
curb
out.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. I'm interested in Shang-Chi, though.
What is it exactly?
It's Shang-Chi. The only reason I watch it is because my roommates and I got to watch it.
Still doesn't make sense.
The Ten Rings organization. It's a martial arts movie. It's a Marvel.
He just says things.
I haven't heard of that.
He just says things.
It just came out.
That aren't true, and he just puts them in a definitive statement.
Yeah, he said the only reason I watch it is because I have to watch it.
Which.
That's not a thing.
No.
there is a way that I kind of want to get into Marvel. I don't watch Marvel.
Well, there's a reason.
I never have watched Marvel, so I kind of want to start watching it. Same thing with Star Wars.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right. It's rum. and Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you know what? That's probably the smartest thing you said in the last 48 hours. Yeah. Star Wars.
Text line said, Nick, watch ATL, Hustle and Flow, and Baby Boy. He is not ready for Baby Boy.
No.
He is not ready for Baby Boy.
You just need to watch Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, because you could.
Because Nick, you want to know why you need to watch Hustle and Flow?
Why?
Because how he starts his rap career is kind of like how you did with the YouTube stuff. You guys are kind of both the same.
You know what?
I put Hustle and Flow,
he's the producer.
Nick, have you ever watched?
He's the producer.
Yeah, he's the producer.
Have you watched Belly?
No.
Oh, man. That's one of my top five movies.
You should watch Belly.
Okay, so Hustle and Flow, Belly, just B-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Okay.
He's the
producer from Hustle and Flow. That just struck me. Like, he's going to come in one day and he's going to have beats and he's going to tell me and Jay to voice over this thing and he's going to have produced these beats intact at first. Yeah, that could happen.
But Nick, you a little tired today, man? I'm just telling.
I'm not necessarily tired.
Without looking. Okay, stay focused on me. Don't look anywhere else. Don't peek.
If you're going to ask me the phone number.
What is the text line number?
402-464-5685.
Jay, would you like to know what happened to Nick today?
This is how my day started. This is how – honestly, my day was going just fine until about 1:58 p.m.
Nick was excited to get
what
on the air.
What happened at 1:58?
He was excited to get on the air. He was ready to talk about some Husker baseball news that had just, kind of landed in his lap.
Yeah.
And – He decided to put out his tweet that was promoting his show, and he wanted people to call or text.
And he put his own cell phone.
And he put his own cell phone.
Oh, I seen that too. I seen it. I was like, yo, this dude put his cell phone on the internet. Oh,
he got like four texts.
I got six now. Is this the text line?
You got to change your number?
No, I'm not changing my number. I deleted the tweet. But people got screenshots.
I was worried that it was somebody else's number.
No.
It's way funnier than it's yours.
It's Nick's grandfather.
Right.
And he's getting texts.
I was like, dang, they changed the text.
So what happened is,
Jay, what if it was your number?
Oh, we'd be fighting.
I could arrange that. I can promise
you ain't gonna do that.
The open was starting. I'm like, oh, I gotta get my text out. Well, and so what I do is when I get guests to accept, like say that they're coming on and agree to come on, I'll put it on a tweet draft. So that way I just send it out right at 2. However, I didn't put the call or text portion on there. Well, the open was going and I'm like, I gotta get this out right now before I forget and don't get sidetracked. I put the first it was just a habit 402-4. Blah, 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 blah. I almost said it out loud. And
would have been fun.
I sent it. And didn't even think about it twice until about 17 minutes into the show, we get a screenshot on their DP of DP's comment underneath my tweet saying, what number?
Well, it's just like I'm looking at Mark. I'm like, what is this? Like, what is, did we change something? Do I not know? Am I not aware?
So,
well, it's a good way to really engage with the listeners. You want to get personal with them. And now they know your number.
I guess so.
You like when Jimmy Butler signed with the Timberwolves, he gave out his number. Talking about he want to hear from all the fans.
No, so that's when my day just kind of started going, not down.
You're
going to
get the weirdest pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm afraid of. You're going to get.
If it's like 9:30 tonight and I get some random text, I am reporting you.
Well, you did this. You can't report anybody.
I'm reporting, though.
You did it.
What are you reporting?
I'm going to block him.
He's going to.
You're going
to
block him.
He wants to talk.
Yeah, but it means that they get. But it means they get to send you the text first, though. So you're actually going to see it, and you know our listeners. You know that they all have amazing senses of humor. So they are now plotting what to send to your phone over the next. Three days.
Jay could connect you with Officer Hill. And then,
dude, I just got one.
You could report yourself. You could report yourself.
See, here's the thing. I just got one.
What'd it say?
I haven't opened it because I have it where it hides the preview on my lock screen, and it just says text message.
Just check it out. Check it out.
They're good. Just gonna send him.
Okay.
They're just gonna send him.
Here we go. Hey, DP, what's up? Oh, wait. No. Oh, wait. Never mind. Dumbass Nick. LOL. Have a good one.
It's going to be your whole weekend. I just want you to know.
Weekend. 2 o'clock in the morning. You better hope they ain't drinking.
You're going to get drunk text now?
You had a random person text you and call you a dumbass.
Having a day.
Yep. It's,
do you want some cake?
Then the whole, I might. And then the whole one-on-one with DP out happened. And it's three times. Yeah, I couldn't even get through the whole break. It played a second time. I'm like, I got rid of it. And then it played again. And it's just, man.
The text Kip sends it. He goes, every contact in Nick's phone right now looks like potential spam.
So that's going on. I got a persuasive speech to write. It's just a lot.
When do you got to give your speech, man?
Monday? Yeah. So I just got.
What's it on?
Why not to eat fast food?
So he's an expert.
But I love fast food.
I was going to say, he's an expert.
You're not going to convince me of that.
It is what it is.
You'll be all right. It's all about how you handle it. It's a little adversity for you. I'm sure there's people out there who have worse days.
When adversity strikes next time, I know how to handle it.
Yeah, don't post your number.
Been there before. Don't post my number.
Just don't post your number. From the text line as well, another good one. The movie Snatch. You need to see it.
Okay, I'm gonna put a list down. I have a
Snatch
list.
Is kind of your jam. I would Snatch. Think that Snatch would be, because it's Brad Pitt, and he's a boxer, and then it's kind of an offshoot of Pulp Fiction. Like it's the same sort of deal. So I could see that. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so we – Jay, from the text, I want to know your four rappers.
Now Jay gets to get put on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Your Mount Rushmore of rappers.
Snoop, Biggie. For me, LL, Cool J. I would probably say – Kanye before Kardashian.
That's a perfectly acceptable entry.
Yeah, and Lil Wayne if you want to do that.
I will respond
now,
exactly.
Now, like the Afrika Bambaataz and KRS-One's and those guys. I like the Fat Boys, Public Enemy, and all that. I'm just talking like recent new people that probably listen.
Rico, because when I sent Rico the thing last night, he goes, well, my Rushmore, and I'm like, oh, stop. Like, let me. So he goes, well,
what's Rico on?
So, well, Rico's on some different stuff. He goes, but it's in typical Rico form. It's my Rushmore, so it can't be wrong. Like, I went, okay, but that's not honoring the game, and hip-hop is the game, so you have to honor it well. Buzzy Carruthers is going to send in his Mount
Rushmore. It's his.
But this was mine. This
you,
is what I
you
said.
You get to know a person.
This is what I said. In any order you want to put these eight, I'm cool with. Right?
Eight? You don't get eight.
No. My thing is just you can – if these aren't in your eight is wrong.
Okay.
Right? Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Chuck D.
I could live with that.
Biggie, Nas, Jay, Eminem,
yeah.
Pac, Rakim.
Yeah, those are all.
Because if you can't pump No to Ledge.
Yeah, they're all good.
Like you.
And you know who else?
I'm out on Jay-Z.
You know who else is Jay-Z before he went totally mainstream?
Right.
But you know who else was really on the sneak tight is Gangstar, lyricist. Is him and Nas are two of the best.
Nas, for sure. Yeah, when lyrics. I think lyricist,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
Nas.
Those two.
For sure.
I need to see Buzzy. He goes, what, you out on Jay-Z? No, Buzzy, call in and give me your four. Come call in. Don't be lurking in the shadows, Buzzy Carruthers.
You can't even do like
he, here. He is getting ready for Sam Houston State, and he worried about my Mount Rushmore. Call in.
See, he has a Jay-Z take.
Oh, he's all in. He's like, come on, he's all in. You could put Andre from Jake and Lincoln.
Yeah, Andre.
Just for Bombs Over Bad Dad alone.
You could do a group. Outkast belongs on there.
Right? Yeah, if you're going to do that.
I think
Buzzy's here. Kendrick Lamar is right outside of that J. Cole. Those are the two that are right there. Dr. Dre didn't really – his verbal skills wasn't really
– You do Ice Cube
right,
in there.
Right,
Ice Cube if that's
but
I like Ice Cube.
Cube's pace was so off, though, that it was almost – like him and Snoop trying to do that. Let's bring him in. Come on in here, Huskers Hoops, Buzzy Carruthers. What's the buzz? Who you got on your Mount Rushmore?
You have to have Jay-Z is one.
Okay.
That's like he's Michael Jordan. I mean, that's like – come on now. He's the Mike of everything. Then Biggie, then Nas. And then you have to have – like you said, you got your eight DP. I mean, the fourth one is interchangeable. You got KRS-One, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, interchangeable with any of those. I think the Mount Rushmore has to be New York, of course, because that's where hip hop was started. So
New York, Cali.
It can't be any other people on that Mount Rushmore. You know what I mean? They have to come from New York, in my opinion.
They do not.
They got to come. That's the birthplace of hip hop.
It's the birthplace. That's like saying everybody
from the BX.
Jordan ain't from
Tupac,
from Ohio.
Tupac doesn't exist here in this world.
In his world, Pac doesn't exist. But
no, Pac is around, but he's not. He's not in my top eight. People hate me for that, but he's not even in my top eight.
Where's Marshall Mathers? Where's Mathers?
Poet, but I mean, there was all, you know, we could go to the last poets, you know. We can go to poetry if we want to go to poets. He was a great poet.
That is being a lyricist, bro. It's an MC. Can you move the crowd? That's what it's for. Can you move the crowd?
If you go West Coast MC, like the elite of the elite, I'm going to go probably with a Kendrick Lamar and a very underrated E-40, you know.
That's good.
40 Water.
That's good.
40 Water.
Right? Yep. That's good.
Jay, no.
Yeah. I'm with you, but I think M, and again, my personal favorite, Serious Business.
I love Eminem. He would be on my – he'd be on there.
My personal favorite is all I got to say, all I can do is bark. Look, nobody moved the crowd like X.
Oh, man.
There's nobody in the game ever that moved.
I don't think anybody would include him on their, like, Mount Rushmore, no. though.
But he could rock the crowd.
I think he could rock the crowd. Include X.
Oh, no. This is what's amazing. If you go into X's lyrics, especially when he starts having conversations with God
around the bar,
that's the deep goat stuff.
Very deep,
right? That when DMX starts find any of his raps where he was talking to God, wasn't nobody touching him, and we have gone down a rabbit hole that we need to get out of. And we are way too. Hey, Coach, get a win tonight. We need you. How about that?
Thanks.
All right, Buzz, appreciate it. Yeah, we'll throw it to break. More chaos and insanity on Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.